Jason Quigley here at the end of the night, fight night at the Valley. A huge success. Anybody here tonight will tell you, a huge success. Yes, it didn't come without its trouble. Over maybe midweek, beginning of the week, you had your challenges, but what was the most pleasing aspect for you tonight?
The most pleasing aspect for me tonight was seeing the Fun Valley Centre rammed to the back rafters, the crowd going mental, and the fighters getting in there doing what they've trained so hard to do. It was such a relief to see everything going to plan. But look, in this sport, it's the exact same as being in the ring yourself. You're going to have coming up against obstacles. You're going to have to come up against things that are moving and changing all the time. But you got to adapt. You got to move with it, and you just got to make shit happen. Like, and that's what this is all about. We got to break the mold. Donegal, professional boxing. It's proven here tonight that it goes hand in hand. Yes, it might never have been done much before, might never have been heard tell of, but tonight, professional boxing is in Donegal and it's here to stay.
In terms of the fights tonight, Jason, we will talk about professional boxing in Donegal just a second. In terms of the five contests we had tonight, talk a brief summary now. We can't forget the Meyer brothers at the end, Mylers at the end, the Sligo guy, unbelievable for him. And what about the local boy himself, Kildare native, his mammy's from Balbuffet, young Aidan Byrne.
Like, that young kid texts me during the week, can I get 20 more tickets? And at the end of that text message, he says, it won't be long till I'm headlining up here. And that's not far away for him, because the support in there was unbelievable. They raised the roof off a place when he was coming in, when he was coming out, when he was in the ring. It was absolutely fantastic. And Aidan didn't only bring the fans and the support and the excitement outside the ring, he did it inside the ring. He showed a lot of skill, a lot of talent, a lot of composure in his professional debut, which is hard to get in a fighter, because you get very excited, you get overhyped, and you can fall off the game plan, lose the run of yourself a little bit. But he showed that he was cool, calm and collected in there, got the performance done against a very durable opponent. That's not your average pro debuter that he was in against.
Top quality.
He was a quality operator that takes lads the distance, and it was absolutely fantastic to see him get in there and achieve a dream of his, turning professional and getting the buzz out of it as well.
The buck doesn't stop here. Did Jason Quigley see enough tonight for this guy to sell out venues in Dublin and to go that extra mile and maybe even to headline this venue in the future?
Without a doubt. Like, after tonight, I see it on headline a card here very shortly, and hopefully potentially for a title. It'll be unbelievable. But he is top class. Boxing is here now in the Fun Valley. It was there in the Aura and Letterkenny as well, and it's in Donegal to stay.
Huge success, Dora. Huge success tonight. In terms of boxing in Donegal, can you tell us any wee secrets? What's the next venue? Can you spill any beans to us tonight? Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
We have two more dates for the year. Venue-wise, I'm not going to say yet, because we have one or two exciting ones in the pipeline. We're definitely going to be doing the Aura, definitely going to be doing the Fun Valley again. But we have great plans now for the rest of the year, keeping these boxers active, keeping the buzz of professional boxing going here in Donegal, and letting these lads grow and mature into professional fighters and moving further afield and onto live television, big title fights, and maybe across the water to the UK or even across the water to the United States.
Talk to me about the life of Jason Quigley at the moment. Busy, I presume. I met a former footballer, professional footballer, and he says nothing beats playing. What about terms of boxing? Do you get the buzz out of this, seeing young and upcoming boxing playing your part?
Absolutely. It's a great buzz seeing the lads in there doing their thing, and the crowd in there and the team working together so well. Like, I couldn't have done this without the team that we have. You know, all the people working behind the stage. Like, I was sitting ringside there the night enjoying the fights, whereas my whole team was behind me, you know, working. And I don't even want to start mentioning names, because I'll leave somebody out. It's an unbelievable team that I've had, and the sponsors as well. Anne-Marie McGeehan at Wright Financial, Stephen and Marty at O'Reilly's, you know, Barry McGinty there at Dale Side Garden Furniture. It's been absolutely fantastic, and I don't want to leave any sponsors out there either, do you know what I mean? But it's just been top class, and the support's been unbelievable. And for myself, you'll never get the buzz that you get fighting yourself. And it was my wife that told me that. She says, Jason, don't ever expect to get the same adrenaline, the same buzz, the same excitement, the same lift as fighting, doing coaching, management, promoting, whatever it is you may get into. And I think when you go in with that expectation, it makes things a lot easier. And seeing that there tonight was absolutely unbelievable. Really excited. The lads came in, You can see every one of them trained hard, worked hard, prepared to 100%. They all came in fit, in shape, put on great performances. And this, as I says, look, this is the start, and it's about building and growing on this now. Thank you to Patsy McGonigal here in the Fin Valley and everybody involved, because the way that they got behind things here was unbelievable. Also had Paul Harkin there at Gala up in Balbuffet here getting behind it here as sponsor as well. We're so appreciative of everybody, and yeah, let's keep the ball rolling, lad.
And finally, Jason, what's the message to people listening to this interview tonight? Maybe the young children want to come. There's two more of this calendar year. Yeah. Jason Quigley has said it here live in Hell Radio. What's the message to the people that haven't come to the hour, that haven't come to Stornola tonight?
Get your tickets next time, because it was a sellout here tonight. You know, we had two of our local lads, Cahill McLaughlin and Danny Duffy, pulled off the card late because due to medical reasons. They will be back and they will be in the ring. But, you know, for a show like this that's just starting to kick off, that's difficult. Do you know what I mean? For the two main local lads that's selling all the tickets and creating the hype off your card. But as I says earlier, you know,
they still turned up, the people still
came out. Exactly, exactly. And the buzz is here, the excitement is here, the need for it is here. You can see that the demand is here. And yeah, for anybody that hasn't been here, they're going to see the video clips, they're going to see the pictures, they're going to know that they missed a great night, and get on the ball early next time, because professional boxing is here and is here to stay.
Jason Quigley, go Mila Mahagut. We will watch that with interest. Watch the space.
Thank you, sir.